Welcome now to the midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland. It's April, and that means it's about time for the Varsity Band concert. In fact, it's a three-part concert, and I think that's pretty much a tradition. This year will be April 14th, 15th, and 16th, each night at 7:30 at the Cole Center in Madison, and always presided over with gusto by UW Director of Bands Michael Eckrone. Welcome back to the midday.
Well, thanks, Norman. It's always fun to be here.
Wouldn't be April without you. Now, the question has already come about your grand entrance. Now, I know you're not going to tip us off as to what it's going to be this year.
Not for this year. No,
not for
I won't
this year,
divulge.
But so a year ago, I asked you, so what's it going to be? What was it last year?
I flew in on a Sousa cycle. Now, you have to understand what a Sousa cycle is. A Sousa cycle is a sousaphone that has all the tubing stretched out and then is placed on a frame run by a bicycle.
Is it safe?
Well, I'm still here.
You did that three times last year.
Right. And we try to find something that's a little different, a little bit oddball perhaps, just to sort of set the tone for hopefully a fun evening.
How did the jetpack work out? You did that once, right?
The jetpack really worked very well. The fact that it wasn't really a jetpack, we simulated one, but they took me right up in the air. It was fun.
You ever look into the finer points of your insurance before you do one of those entrances?
Well, one of the scary moments is there is a moment always, and it'll come for me on Monday or Tuesday, where I have to sign that waiver that says, anything that happens, it's not your fault.
It's your own tough luck, huh? Yeah. Now, speaking of traditions, you tell me one of the traditions, you have, of course, a graduating class of seniors every year at this time, April, May, and there is a piece that they always insist on playing.
It goes back many, many years. I'd say 20, 25 years. We started playing. We did it as a part of the program. We played Elsa's Procession to the Cathedral, a very abridged version in an instance where we were sort of saying goodbye, and the next year the seniors said, we want to hear that again. We want to play that again. And every year after that, they've come to me and said, we definitely want to be that as part of our treat. I think it's a wonderful thing that they've chosen a piece that has that emotion and that drama, and yet it's really great music. And we, as we said, we had to abridge it considerably, but for our performances, but nonetheless, it's one that they still enjoy. And I think it's great that they get curious about composers like Wagner.
Well, here's a performance from a few years back on the collection called Badger Bandstand. And it's Wagner's Elsa's Procession. Was Elsa proceeding to Wisconsin? Is that what happened at the end there?
That's right. A lot of people don't know the Wisconsin tie that Wagner had.
That was recorded in a big venue of some kind, but long enough ago that it wouldn't have been the Cole Center.
No, that was in the perhaps famous, perhaps infamous Stock Pavilion, which I think has great acoustics, and I know you know other conductors.
George Schulte said good things about it. And it used to be kind of the place, I think, before the Overture Center. It was the place for certain kinds of classical performances.
Right. I've been here long enough that I've attended a number of performances there that the performances were excellent. And there's a story, I don't know if it's true, that they had to wait every now and then for a train to go by to continue some performances.
The tracks are right next door, aren't they? That's right. But, certainly a unique venue and one with a long performance history
right.
to it. The Stock Pavilion, a.k.a. the Cow Palace. Also appropriate for Wisconsin, of course. It must be a little more difficult for you, Mike, every year as opposed to the conductor of, a community orchestra or a symphony orchestra, because you're losing roughly a quarter of your or more of your players and the most seasoned ones.
That's right.
Is that... I guess you must long since have gotten used to that particular handicap.
Well, in some ways, it's part of the fun because you come in with, again, a fourth of them freshmen, fresh out of high school, usually not related to any, you know, they don't know anybody. They don't know anybody in their own class. And to see them come in and start to generally just quite gradually become a part of the band and get used to the traditions and then get used to the playing so that there's a certain demand that we have. I mean, it's a different kind of playing than perhaps the kids who come in and play in the orchestra because our first is outdoor. Our first is outdoor venue, so they have to get used to that. But it's fun to see them grow, and that's part of the fun of the job is to see where they are in August and September and then see what they've hopefully grown to by the time we get to our concert.
Under the guidance of Mike Lecrone.
Well, I don't know they'd call it guidance, they might say.
The strictures of in some
cases. That's right, strictures is a good word.
How big a group are we talking about?
There'll be about 285 on stage and most of the tunes that we'll be playing. And when we do Elsa's Procession as part of that tradition, they'll all be there because that's become a big part of that tradition.
So 285 players.
Right.
How can you tell if somebody's not playing the right notes?
Well, we don't rehearse all with 280 usually at one time, and we've rehearsed this well enough that we know what they can play. But you're absolutely right. You can meld in there, so to speak, and you could hide if you want to. But I think for our concert, this is a chance for them to be heard as not background for a basketball
right,
or a hockey.
Yeah.
And so I think they take great pride in working it up and making sure that it is. We rehearse it pretty carefully before we get to there.
So this concert, set of three concerts that you're going to be playing April 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Kohl Center, repertory?
Well, we're doing a little bit of everything. The title of the show, as I said, we've done it our way, and of course that's based on Frank Sinatra, a song called My Way.
Right.
And but a lot of the people that we're saluting have done it. We're doing obviously a tribute to Sinatra because it was his 100th anniversary, and we have a special tribute to the Eagles, which were one of the very first country rock groups.
Sure, yeah.
And they got that started, and our big production number is Claude Michael Schoenberg's Les Miserables, which I think everybody likes the music to that. It's some wonderful music, and it gives a great opportunity for production things. That we have some great singers, local singers, Abby and Jason Nichols, who are going to be singing some of the roles. And it's turning into one of those monster productions that we like to try to do and with our very modest budget.
Well, the so-called monster concert is a venerable American tradition, too. This is another one of your recordings from a while back, the Malagania, one of your favorites. You have a good time building up on this one.
Yeah, this one is based largely on the Stan Kenton version, which was a direct takeoff on some of the other versions that came out in various forms. I've heard it in orchestrally. I've heard it done by solo guitars. I don't think anybody hasn't played Malagania.
Here it is.
We're going to start off with a tune, an old Latin American tune by a Cuban named Ernesto Lecuona. And Stan Kenton got a hold of it. This is a tune called Malagueña.
You ever take requests from the members of the band? They say, you know, why don't we play this?
Well, quite often, yeah. A lot of the things that we play during the course of the year come from the band, and most of them tend, obviously, the music of their that they are familiar with, their contemporaries. But once in a while, you'll get an oddball request that you say, "Well, that's kind of let's do that one."
Here's one. I guess it's on the program for the upcoming concerts, and I gather it's something of tradition also, this Copland.
Right. Well, this is Aaron Copland, originally wrote it in 1942, I think, as a part of War Bond Drive. And then it got somehow transferred over to Woody Herman, who is a Wisconsin guy, and he's doctored it up in a little different version, and then we got a hold of it and gave it still one more Wisconsin touch.
Fanfare for the common man, kind of in quotes.
Right.
Well, you get some idea of the largeness of those performances of the Varsity Band, and there will be three of them coming up, April 14th, 15th, and 16th. And Mike Lecrone, Forever Young, keeping up.
Kind, very kind.
Keeping up with the youngsters and all those moves and the music and always keeping it fresh. And always a pleasure having you stop by the midday in April.
It's always my pleasure. Thanks a lot, Norman.